Frederick, can you see some signs of human unity in Auroville?
Usually when new things, new events happen, the first thing you notice is the opposite. I'm involved day by day in problems of disunity. That means we are 2,000 people. We are as normal as anywhere else in the world. I don't think we have any special qualities. And the human ego, the human habits, the human reflexes are all there. So if you think you have a community where everybody is smiling and sweet and loving and there are no problems, then I would say no, I don't see. But if you accept that we are in a laboratory, we are working on something new, and like in any laboratory, sometimes the experiments fail and then there is an explosion and bad smell and smoke and confusion, it means it's working. And I also feel that the sentimental notion of human unity is not what Sri Aurobindo and the mother wanted, and what particularly the mother wanted in Auroville. She wanted people who are sincere. She wanted people who engage themselves in matter. She wanted people who don't stop and keep on moving forward. And I think if we then look again at our community in Auroville, I would say yes. We can see the research, the willingness to sacrifice, the willingness to give up, the willingness to always try again and again, and as she said, never to grow old and sit down and say, now that's it for this time and I'm now going to enjoy whatever I have, and that's the end. According to her, that's death. And I think Auroville is alive. Auroville is remaining young. It's not exactly maybe as it is expected to be when we started 45 years ago. And that's good too. Then you have to work on your expectations. But let me say something about this notion of unity. The experience one has when we met the mother is not that there is the divine on one side and the human on the other side. It is not like in the old Christian thing, like Jehovah and the sinner. It is a human being who is full of light. And in that light is a promise that you also have a chance to grow into that light. So you might say instead of unity, there is a flash, there is an instant recognition of potential oneness. If I wanted to use an example from my early youth, I remember we had little pictures, I don't know whether you had them, which were, I loved them, they were little pieces of paper and then you had to put water on them and you had to start rubbing them. And by gently rubbing them and rubbing them, the surface would disappear, the obstacle, what obscured, would slowly be rubbed away, and the picture slowly emerged from below. And it is a little bit like that, because in the experience with the mother, there is also a sudden recognition in which you say, wow, it's always been there. I always knew it. Why did I not see it? It's not something extra from outside which is coming in. So that potential oneness is there. We just have to keep on gently rubbing whatever obstructs it. And this rubbing sometimes is not so gently, and sometimes it is not done by yourself. Maybe sometimes the surrounding, the people, the circumstances, fate, karma, kismet is doing it for you, and you are being pulled through the mill in order to remove what obstructs that vision or that experience of oneness. So this experience has nothing to do with holding hands and looking deep into one's each other's eyes and embracing and so on. That's also wonderful, it's nice, and I don't want to belittle it. But that is a kind of, you might say, vital emotional comradeship or even love in a partnership, a romantic. It's all very beautiful. But that what Auroville is trying is much more existential. It is like a bite of reality. I think Camus or Sartre spoke about that. It is an existential shock. And coming back to your question, yes, I see the aspiration, the seeking, the churning of matter and people and life and body and mind in the rubbing and removing the obstacles, which then allows all of us to at least see and later on experience this oneness. So Auroville is showing that, yes.
Yona, which signs you can see in Auroville that are showing that human unity is manifesting?
It's a very difficult question, because it's not something that that waves a red flag at you and says, "Look, here I am." Yeah, but I think it's something like, you know, if I look around, I can't see the air, and I can't see the oxygen in the air, but I know it's there because I'm still alive. So I think human unity in Auroville is a little bit similar to that. It's, I can't see it, and I can't say it's this or it's that, but Auroville is here today, 40-something years later. People are living together, coming from countless different countries with different ideologies and different cultures and different ways of seeing the world. Different understanding of what the same word means. For example, even truth, every culture understands differently what it means. And yet we're all together still, and we're not killing each other, or very little. And we're moving slowly forward to building this dream that is going to be the symbol of human unity. So when Auroville, in the beginning of Auroville, there was this tree that you can see in all the pioneer photos called the Palmyra tree. And it's a tree that it starts by putting all its energy into making its own roots. And only a little bit of it comes out of the ground. And for 10 years it will make its roots before coming up. And once it starts to grow, it's almost indestructible. Only man with an axe can kill it. And I think human unity in Auroville is very much in that same spirit. It's something that on the surface at the moment is very difficult to see it realizing itself. But it is establishing itself. It is working on many levels that are not visible to the eye, but that are necessary before it can manifest itself for us to see. I think that that all these little insignificant works that are being done on unity, like, to take a stupid example, a Frenchman marrying or falling in love with an Englishman or an Englishwoman, you know, those are things that have to happen a million times over on many different levels, And then human unity suddenly just appears. Like if suddenly everybody says, "Wow, human unity, wow, what a pleasant surprise." But it has been working beneath the surface a long time before. But there's one thing that is sure, at least in my opinion, or I'm convinced, human unity is going to happen. You know, there is nothing that can prevent it. There's nothing that can not let it manifest itself. Yeah, with or without us deciding to collaborate with it, it will happen. The only question is how long before we are able to live in that state of being.
Louis, Arjuna asks Krishna how to recognize the divine when he is manifested. In that sense, which signs of human unity you can already see in Auroville?
I think that the first sign of human unity in Auroville is the matrimandir, very clear. It has been 35 years of very long and complicated achievement of the work, but it has been exactly as the vision was of the matrimandir. It has been exactly achieved. And there was hundreds and thousands of people from all over the world working together for something incredible that no one can understand sometimes, the matrimandir, which is really the receptacle, the force of the divine going through the material for the transformation of the human nature. So all Auroville has achieved 4 years ago, the matrimandir. So it is a main sign of the human unity. And this human unity, it's a concrete manifestation of acceleration, of transformation. So it's not always bringing easy life, but it is accelerating a process of transformation and building the town that Mother asks us to do.
Luigi, what do you think about this subject?
There are many signs. Some of them are invisible, and some of them are visible and tangible. Some of them occur in a situation of normal life unfolding, but some of them are exceptional situations. I give you one example. Yesterday, we were at the funeral of an Aurovillian, George, who passed away. And in such a strong, deeply felt sense of family and a member of the family going to the other side of the road, there was an incredible sense of unity, silent, intangible, but very tangible at the same time. And it was expressed for me in something which touched my heart, in the creation together of a beautiful flower mandala on top of the soil, which was covering his body. Inwardly, it was so powerful because it gave me peace. It gave me sense that in the most intense, sometimes dramatic moment, we had other occasion, the heart of Auroville beat as one. Those are moments very tangible, and particularly when you relate to birth, to death, to strong situation, you feel it is there and it's splendid. That mandala done with flower, each of us put the flower. There were no meetings. There was no organization. nobody discussed where the other put the flower. So I went away to say, happily inside, you know, a very subtle happy, and that I thanked George. I told him, thank you for giving us this moment. It was a moment of joy. We were with you in this, in the joy of this passage, not in the drama. And you show us that it's possible in moment of intensity to touch human unity in a silent way. That doesn't mean that people have to die for that. Other way.
Please.
That's not the way. So this is just one simple example. And of course, it's subtle. It's, of course, human unity has many, many, many degrees of expression. Subtle, that because is the aspiration which the people carries, not only to look into each other's heart, but to look in the same direction. That fire that people carries, for me, is also a unifying factor, that we look in the same direction towards the future, towards something beyond mind, something beyond our human laws, something which is the cradle of some different type of humanity. That fire is what unifies a lot of people. But that is again silent, intangible. And sometimes you have to dig to feel it. And then there is the practical human unity, which is through the manifestation in the physical of that spirit, of that aspiration, of that fire. And that is the construction of the city, is the construction as it has been of Matri Mandir, through which we build something physical, material, but we build ourselves. We build our own human unity. So it's difficult because we have, it's a long and subtle adventure because everything resists. There is a passage in Savitri which is terrible and beautiful at the same time. It is that embedded no resistance to the joy of unfolding life, which goes beyond man. It's also in before man, in life, even in the mineral. So there is a resistance to the step of evolution, which is colossal, and at the same time extremely subtle, because we experience also into the depth of our body, into the change of our body, to the opening, to the plasticity of our body, to the receptivity of the light. So it seems that nothing happened. It seems that we plant tree, we build houses, we have social events and this and that. But this is just the masala. It's just the sauce around a very deep work which happens in our bodies, which happens in the collective body, and which is the core for me of the adventure. The adventure is not only the external aspect, which I love important. To build the city is a way to touch the matter, to make the link between spirit and matter. But in that adventure, what is at stake is the discovery not only of human unity, but also of evolution of consciousness. And that evolution of consciousness make us discover, experience, sometimes in a moment of grace, touch the unity, the oneness between spirit and matter. When it is there, then everything makes sense. And all the adventure justify days and days of suffering, days and days of misery, because those moments are moments of grace.